pigs, eh, bitch?
Oh, it's a bacon.
Hey guys, welcome. Sorry about the themes. Mate, what was that? What was that all about? Oh, once Warriors, and anyway. Inside joke.
Oh, yeah, anyway. That and the chopper excerpt. Anyway. What we doing, mate? Round episode 21. It's pretty good, eh?
Yeah, round 17 wrap, man. We get right to the end. We've got two rounds left till finals.
Oh, yeah, finals, mate. It's long gone for me.
Well, you're in the bottom eight anyway. You'd be able to compete there.
Yeah, I'd like to be in the top eight. But it's a bit of a squeeze up there, isn't it?
Yeah, tell me about it. We had some massive scores this week. So if you want to look at how you fared against the better ones.
Well, yeah, I'm down the bottom anyway. Well, the biggest scorer for this round was Cracker Fat. He's second on the ladder. How's that? 2,438 points.
It's a very big score. He beat Mighty Dons, who I'm playing next week. Papa Wogs, he got 2,402 points. See, he's sitting 13th, so...
Yeah, you get pretty unlucky, mate. You punch out some big scores, but... Yeah, you're kind of missing out. But he's in the bottom eight again, like you said. And he played Spellcheck Denial. Andrew Howie, 2,330.
Why'd you call him that?
Well, he spelled altitude wrong, but he's in denial about it.
Yeah, well, that's just an extra T in there. But if you want to hit us up, Howie, we'll send a note on Facebook and on the comments section of this.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so Spellcheck got, he's 11th, he got 2,330.
No, so would you want to look at the other games for the week, for this round?
Yeah, well, what did we say? So, well, let's start with you, mate. You played Handjob of God. Commiserations, mate. Oh, there we go. Only halfway through a drink and we're already burping.
Yeah, Dad, just... Anyway, you're never going to learn.
Well, neither are you. You did it as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're both as bad as each other. Anyway, so I, Into the Woods, beat Hand of God. So I got 2,229. He got 2,192. So it wasn't really that far off in the energy.
Oh, must we also mention, he's the cover artist for this podcast. If you see the picture of Edgy playing for the Broadbeach Cats, a team you hate, Tim.
Yeah, I played juniors at Southport, and we lost to Broadbeach a lot. I think we only beat them once.
Anyway, Edgy, congratulations, Hand of God. You made the over 35s Gold Coast Masters rep side. Mate, that's fantastic. We've come a long way since I coached you back in the 90s at Mount Gravatt.
Yeah, we played together at the Vultures. That's amazing, man. You did really well, so congratulations.
Yep, and I hope you don't mind us pitching your photo for the podcast. Anyway, getting back to the teams. How did you guys go?
Well, I was sweating a bit because Edgy had, Hand of God had Dangerfield as captain, who got 130.
A double to 260.
Yeah, who else got over 100? Rockliffe, Kerridge, and Dusty Martin, 161.
Right. So you did all right, mate. You had Doherty, who scored over 100, and Zach Merritt, he was the second biggest scorer out of all our teams. You nearly fucked it up with Stephen as captain.
Yeah, Beams had him as captain as well, so 194, that was a close call, but we both won with a shit captain.
You had Rory Sloan, Maxi Gorn, Brody Grundy, mate. It's good you hung on here. 134 as a ruckman, that's against Sammy Jacobs.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And Dane Zorko had a big one, as I expected, because the Lions have lost 11, a club record 11 in a row now, so I think Lapper's job's on the line now.
Well, unless it's already been chopped now, anyway. Hand of God, who did he have? Matty Boyd, Lockie Hunter, Tom Mitchell, Gibbs, Parker, and Sammy Jacobs, all got over 100, as did Montagna.
So that's, yeah, some good scoring there. Here's the big one, Cracker Fat. 2,438. He beat Mighty Dons, 2,274. Cracker Fat's second now. Mighty Dons is seventh.
So how'd you guys go? They had matching players. These are the blokes who all got 100 for both teams. Bernie Vince, Lucky Barker, Lockie Hunter. Oh, I'm out of breath. You take over?
Yeah, it's okay. Lockie Hunter, Rockliffe, Jordan Lewis, Maxi Gorn, Aaron Hall, Zach Merritt again, and Dusty Martin.
So, Cracker, mate, 322. He had him as captain, Dustin Martin. That's fucking unbelievable, mate. If anyone's seen a bigger captain score for the year, just write us in and tell us, mate. That is fucking unbeatable. Congratulations on your big win. Timmy?
Yeah, he had Selwood as well, Cracker, 128. Mitch Duncan, Tom Mitchell, Steph Martin, all got over 100. And Lee Montagna as well. Mighty Dons, who'd he have?
Well, we said Matty Boyd, Dangerfield, Dane Zorko, Kerridge, and what's wrong with me, mate?
We're just getting a bit excited, talking too much.
Yeah, I'm already halfway through a devil's cut.
Anyway, so a lot of the pies, sorry, man, you're having a big chip out at the top eight, and I don't think you're going to make it.
Well, don't write him off yet, mate, but he's still in the bottom eight, like we said, commiserations.
Yeah, it got really tight, and I think Goddard, Love a Flag, Matty Oliver, he called it right. All the teams between, second and tenth, really sweating on results, so it's been a big shake-up. We'll get to the ladder later on, but Lord of the Pies, he went down to Magpie Maniac, so it wasn't much. It was less than 100 points, so I'm sorry, man, 96 points. On your side, Bouch, congratulations, man.
Both are dangerous captain, did we say that?
Yeah, we did. They both had Merritt, Pendlebury. Pendlebury's good, 101, that's handy. Maxi Gawn, Dusty Martin.
Mate, welcome to the club, you burping piece of...
Oh, it's all right. Anyway, who cares? Patrick Cripps, Aaron Hall for Maniac. They both got 100. Maniac had two red dots, but only one of them was on the bench. Lord of the Pies had one as well. Dumont didn't play. Who was over 100 for you, Anthony? Cornelio, man, you've had some good trades, dude. 127. Last week he got Boak in, and he scored tons both weeks. He got 119. You had Bernie Vince, and so some pretty good trades. And you had Montaigne as well, so that's pretty good. Dad, you took it up to Cranners?
No, I didn't, mate. I don't think anyone's going to fucking take it up to him. Take a look at his score. 21-26 if you outscored him. I think 12 teams outscored him, so everyone's going to have a good shot at him. He just happens to keep fucking winning.
Yeah, I know, he's only lost one game. So you had Parker as captain, Dad, which didn't quite work.
Yeah, I know. We both had Maxi Gawn, both got over 100. Cranner had Matty Boyd, over 100. Danger was his captain, so that kind of beat me by 38 points. Zach Merritt, Hunter, Pendlebury, Sammy Jacobs. And... Toby Green, 119. 107 for Kerridge.
Who else was for you, Dad? You had Rory Sloane. You copied me.
Oh, fuck off, I did.
Yeah, I had Tom Mitchell. Bernie Vince. So we're seeing a lot of the same kinds of players. You see, look at the good teams scoring well and just pick out some players you want on your team. Spell check denial. Is that what you're calling him?
Yeah, El Tatati or whatever the fuck he's written. 23-30. Went down with Papa Walks. Mate, that's... 24-02, that is an astounding score, so congratulations, mate. Good way to end the year. Look out for you in the bottom eight.
Who else was over 100? So the same blokes, Danger... What'd you have? So Papa Wog had Vernie Vince. Trelaw, 1-2-1. You got your faith in Magpies, mate. That's amazing. Aaron Hall, side bottom, got 110. Taylor Adams, speaking of Magpies, 123. Ollie Wines got over 100, Sammy Jacobs, and who else was there? Zorko and Kerridge. So on the other side, Spellcheck got, who'd he get, Dad?
Matty Boyd. Yeah, dangerous captain, that's pretty good. Lucky Parker, Rockcliffe, Sammy Mitchell, 125. 111 for Steph Martin.
Maxi Gawn was in there too, as was Robbie Gray. So there's some pretty good stuff in there. This is fucking painful. It helps me, though, but sorry, Matty Oliver, you lost to your mate, Beams Me Up Rocky.
Yeah, he's up to fourth now, Beams. He beat Goddard 22.80 to 22.52. Keep an eye on the time. Got a minute to go. Anyway, let's step on it. Who else? So, usual players. Got over 100. Sorry, we can't break it down. Anyone else stands out over 100?
Doherty was pretty good. Kochin 116, so that's pretty good as well. So, Beams, as we said, he had the same captain as me. But yeah, he didn't lose after all that. What are we looking at for next week? Okay, so, no, we'll look at the ladder.
Yeah, okay, so Cranor's on top, he's on 16 wins. Cracker Fats on 12, as are you, Into the Woods, and Beams from Up Rocky, and this is it, all on 12 wins. Number 6,
Goddard Love a Flag, you're on 10 wins, along with Mighty Dons on 10, and Hand of God on 10 wins. The other two teams...
Outside the 8...
Yeah, outside the 8, the other two teams are Tui on Your Boot and Holy Cropola. So they're still in with a chance.
And Spellcheck's on 9 wins, along with Lord of the Pies and Papa Orks.
But yeah, so good luck next week, guys. This is really tightening up. So all the best and bring on the finals.
Go, Pies. We didn't win this week, did we?
No, neither did